Father, thank you for the opportunity you give to us to be here today. Thank you for what you have given to our family, to our church here, to protect them, to protect us during our trip, and to help us to do your business. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you gave to us. Thank you, and help me to be here to preach, and I pray, Lord, to all brother and sister, understand what are you talking. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have my Bible. It's a place divided page. It's my children. This is my second daughter. Okay? Each one, because this is my life. My family is my life. Unbelievable. I have my second daughter here. So, brother and sister, please open your Bible in Acts 4:20, please. Acts 4:20. Speak up. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Speak up. Okay. Don't go. Okay. We can speak. Trying to talk loud. Okay. Acts 4:20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Another book, please. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verses from 1 to 3. 1 John chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the words of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We know why the reason of the church, the purpose of the church. We know why we are here, to do the Lord's business, not our business. We know we are for short time here. Short time. Some go to 100, some go 110, but most of the people, 80, 60, many of them don't go to 50. Don't see, our time is short here. We came, we are here, we are this time here. Soon we back. Or there or another place. With the Lord or somewhere. The Lord knows. We know. But many people doesn't know. We're trying to explain to them about that. In Brazil, my wife said the most people there is Catholic. You talk to them, explain to them, but they say, oh, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. How you know him? I know I do good tidings. Huh? So, the Bible says, not by works, huh? You go by faith. What you can do? I will try, talk to them, explain. But the ways they say, no, I know. No, he's the way. Oh, he's the way. He's the way. He's the way. But you come slow, explain for them, teach for them. Okay, no, I know. I to the end, do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior? They say, no, as the pastor said, not now. Late tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you'll be there. We don't know. We are here now. We need to accept him now. Not tomorrow. I don't know. If I stay here, maybe I don't know my heart, my situation. Just let me here talk to you. We saw a pastor in Brazil who was preaching. I don't know. Então, our mission, because we are church, né? We are people from God. Our mission is talk to the people, explain for them, go to everywhere, teach them, talk to them. But they have their own decision. We can't force them to accept. God gave the opportunity. Will you accept or not? It's true. So, some brothers have forgotten the principal function God's servant in this world ruled. Okay? Jesus gave us an example by washing his disciples' feet. What if Jesus did that? Who we are? We are nothing. We need to do the best more as possible. As a pastor said this morning here, the Samaritan. This is true. Your neighbors. Help them. Don't see where he's coming from. Help them. Because by talking is different. You can talk. I can go to the space. Okay. By mouth, you can go to the space. But if you take in practice, it's easy to go. I don't have a rocket. No. It's easy to talk. No, I love him. I do this, I do that. But you need to see. If the Bible says to us in Galatians 5:22, we live by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. What say the Holy Spirit? Peace, all the good things. The Lord gave us. We need to say every day, thank you for Lord. Thank you for what you did for us. You died on the cross for us. We didn't do anything for him. He loved us first. He loved us first. He did. So, wow. Who here can die for me? Who? So, we see many churches have been a closed community today and have forgotten that outside people perish because they don't know Jesus Christ. Many of them. Yesterday, when I stopped at a gas station near Highbury, on top there are many farmers there. I stopped at the gas station there, talked to the guy, I saw the guys. Different, huh? Now you start to talk. I talked to him about Jesus Christ. I talk, where are you from? He said, I'm from Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, yes. And he asked me, where are you from? I said, from Brazil. Oh, you're from Brazil? I said, yes. Do you like the snow? I said, oh, yes. You have a good weather there? I said, oh, yeah, we have a good weather. Some place look like here. If you go to the south, okay, you'll be like. Okay, minus 15, minus 10, okay, south of Brazil. From a border with Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, you go there. For example, our state, because there is province, there is state. In our state, From our home, show there, 100 kilometers south, has snow. It now started the winter there. He start summer, we start sometime. It there start winter, you know. So, as a pastor talk about, I agree, pastor, what you said about the homeless people here live better than many poor people there. Because in my country, I know. Homeless here, he go there, he take food. He has a place to stay. My country. You see them outside, in the street. No winter time, they tend to put papers, a lot, heavy paper, to cover them, okay? Because it's not easy. As always, I said for my wife, you have a good country. You have a good country. As I travel a lot, as I was truck driver, okay? I know maybe 80% of Brazil. Okay, in highways. Okay, I know all that. So we are there happy to do what the Lord told us. Go there. Preach the people, teach the people, show them my love for them. So this is the reason why we exist, the church exists. To do job the Lord's business. It's not for me, not for you, for everybody. Not just for me, not just everybody. The time you accepted the Lord as your Savior, you start to be a look like a military. The time you become to the Air Force, you are military. You are lieutenant, you are sergeant, you are colonel, something like that. You are pilot, something, major, captain, you know. But always you be military. Oh, no, I retired, but you have your identity card, military. We are in the same situation. We are military from the heaven, from God, base. Thank you, Lord. And you know what we are doing. We know, thank you, I say always thank you for, remember Pastor Bruce, keep that true. This is important because we see in Brazil, it's hard. People trying to change the world. Example, they put a lot of instruments here, okay, guitar, blah, 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 blah. But just for attracting people. Just for attract. But when it comes to the words, you know what they preaching? More. You'll be rich, you have the power, you have this, you have that, you have that. But they don't say about the sinners. You are sinner. This word is bad. No, don't talk about that word. It's difficult. Now, the Lord have given us that opportunity, as I told, and we keep the true word. See the life. Jesus said, in John 14:6, I am the way, the life, the truth. As Peter said to him in John 6:66, something like that. Peter said, Jesus said to him, you want to go? Lord, where? Who have the truth? You have the truth. We have the truth. We don't need to worry about that. Yeah? Pastor, make us, as I learned in the beginning of my life, I came from Catholic family. My family is still Catholic. I talked to them, but always they said to me, no, I go to heaven too. But how? Oh, you have your way, we have ours. I said, no. The Bible don't tell that. The Bible tells one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. don't have another way to go to the Father. Him is the only way. It's difficult. We can't forget that the goal is a command from the Lord. It doesn't matter what our position is in the church. We have to fulfill this commandment. Yeah. We need to pray every day that God will quicken our hearts and our church to remember this mission. Every day we pray there, me and my wife, every day you have your prayer. We pray for the church here. Pray for our brother, our sisters. We pray every day. The Lord keep the church, the pastor, with Bible. No? Out from the Bible. Is the Bible the true life, the true word? To remember this mission, God has entrusted the spreading of the gospel to us. The angels wanted to, but God entrusted the mission to us. 1 Peter 1:12. Yeah. Brothers know that verse. Later, brother can read something that. What do we need to obey this command? Do we need a doctor in theology? I don't have a doctor in theology. I study in school, Bible school. Study with Pastor Bruce here. Né? Robert. Hello. He studied home. Do we need to meet the long list of requirements of a mission board? Don't need. Because Jesus said for his disciple, don't take two shoes. To cover. Go. I will supply you. If you believe in him, you go. I was in the military short time, okay? So the command said to you, go. He gave it to you what you need. You go. So I go. Because something happened, he supported his bike. I told them, go. We had that experience. So he said, go, we go. Because we have something, okay, in this earth, more high than I, okay? So I don't need to worry. I got to go. Who told you to go? We need to obey his commandment. So that time, we look for some mission to help us to go. But the mission asked us too many things. Said for us, it's hard. First, I don't speak English very well. Okay? I don't speak English very well. I try to speak. Okay, if you have somebody who speaks French, it's okay for me. But in English, I'm learning. I don't speak English very well. I try to learn more and more. Right? And I said, if you stay here for fulfill the requirement for the mission board, we go maybe in 10 or 15 more years. I said, no, people need it now. So we are so happy. I have opportunity now. I work with the tractor trailers, drivers, in a big gas station there. There, because the place we are is a border, Paraguay, Argentina. Então you see all tractor trailers pass from Chile, Uruguay, Argentina, Paraguay, Bolivia, Colombia, all drive there. Okay, because the big port Brazil has. So I speak a little bit Spanish. Okay, because Portuguese is close to Spanish. So I can't speak. So I have opportunity to talk to them. Sometimes they are so tired, they come to me, oh, I am so tired, pray for me. I stop, you pray, I give it to them, I explain for them. We have opportunity to see a truck driver there. He didn't have his winter jacket. He was at the gas station. I just talked to him, what happened with you? Oh, my brother, I mean, cold. What happened with your truck? Said a mechanic. He has a trouble. I talked to my boys on the north of Brazil, 3,000 kilometers far from there. He said to me, 3 days ago, put the money on a bank. He didn't put yet. I don't have money to eat. I don't have money to buy anything. He said, oh, no. I back home, talked to my wife, took some winter jacket, food. He looked for me. Why? He said, no, we are here to help. Thank you. I pay you. No, don't worry. I have him in my cell phone. We keep contact every day. No? How are you? Good. I have some truck driver in my cell phone. We always keep in touch. No? So this is another situation as we are inside, vamos dizer assim. We do what we can do. It's possible. We don't, for example, lose time. Okay? We're trying to do all the time that need this to do. Okay, Saturday morning you go to the place there to, as Ellen showed the place, the farmers. We go there Saturday morning, pass all day, because people accept, but we need, why? First, we talk to them, explain very well discipleship, because why you come here, Manuel? I don't know. The same situation. Tell him why he go to heaven. The reason, so you need to explain for them. Show them everything. Teach them. And to the end, you accept or not? Oh, yes. No, is that true? Because we have some place there, the pastor said, you want to accept the Lord? Oh, yes, accept. I'll come to baptize. No, this is not the way. My brother, he told me about a pig farm, never. Pastor, pig farm, né? You know what you do there? I don't know. Pastor, do this. How? You need to know first. You need to know what you go to do, why you accept. Everything has the word. Why? How? No, everything you have there. Where you walk? Why I go to Canada? Oh, see my children. Visit them. Maybe 4 years we don't see them. My daughter, she prepared to be missionary in Africa. We don't see her since 2018. We want to see our granddaughter. First granddaughter, 9 months. So, my brother, our life here is do the Lord wills business, will business, okay? This is our reason to be here. As a, do you need to be a deacon in a church or a Sunday school teacher, a pastor? No, we don't. We need to be born again. Yeah, and to have it, to the dedication that Paul showed in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verses 1-12. Can say for us everything right. Paul showed unselfish love. From verse 1-8, because in verse 2, Paul speaks of being bold in speaking about God, even in the midst of contention. He passed out trouble. He was in prison. He was crying. We know he wasn't. He was happy. Sing. Pray for the Lord. Verse 4, Paul always wanted to please God and not men. He didn't seek to elevate himself. I'm the last. Here's the first. And the pastor talked about the Jewish people. This is, they have a long history about that. Okay? And when you say in Portuguese, in English, I to you, something like that, a verb. You, maybe somebody he knows. The Hebrews, his verb don't say this way. First, they don't say I, they say him. This is funny. So him is the first in our life. He always, he'll be in my life, in our brothers, and in my family too. He'll be the first in everything. Anytime, he'll be the first. Verses 8, he loved the people and so didn't just share the gospel, but gave of himself. What he passed was beat, passed many, many problems, but he never said, I will stop. No. The Bible says we can't be a coward. Coward. We can't. If you see some trouble there, in the Bible way, we need to go there. No. We need to go to preach them, to tell them. But there's a danger place. But who you have with you? Tell me. I have the might. I have the Lord with me. I have God with me. I don't worry. If I'll be there, somebody kill me, maybe I don't, his desire. Manuel, come to me. But if you know, he said, go there. Paul pass all this problem. Never, he said, back. So beat him, you go there again. I go, wow, courage. But the Lord with him. If you have the Lord with you, don't worry. He prepared everything. Pastor, no. Our situation, Pastor. The Lord provide everything. People said to me before leave here, left here, you're crazy. You go. You don't have a mission. Don't have anything. My friend, I go to do the business of my God, my helpers. I don't worry. Okay? I drive a truck. I know some part of the jungle in Brazil. I drove truck there. The place there I passed was Indian. It's wild Indian. Me and another two guys, you go there. Said, we need to pass to another side. Praise the Lord. Stop, pray. We saw the Indian. But they just look for us. Thank for the truck. They didn't have trouble. Okay? We pass in their land, go to another side. But you see many plates, Indian wild, okay? You see a little boy, I have opportunity. The little boy, short boy, because I did the job for government too, environment, okay? So I have opportunity to go there. I talk to the Indian too, about Jesus. If I be here, I will talk there, but anywhere, I'll talk about Jesus. Okay? I look at India, look for me. The little boy. I ask the chief, how many meters? He was a big bow arrows, no? The big one. For example, the India this side, the arrows this side. He said, how many meters he shot? He said, if you people running, he can do a 50 meter, he can put in anywhere he wants. I said, what? He said, yes. He said, no, we go there, we talk. I have opportunity to talk to Indians, to talk to everybody. In the place we live, we have many, two reserves. We talk to them in the street, everywhere. My wife, she have desire to go to the reserve, but we need to ask permission. It is the permission, need to be from the government, if from the chief there, okay? If they say, okay, you can go, we can come to go there to talk to them. Paul did not get tired of his labor, as I talk. Always, I'm here, I'm ready to do what you need to do. By working and day, by working night and day, preaching the gospel, pastor. We have three more pages. Sorry, just a joke. People couldn't find fault with Paul, with what Paul said, because he preached the gospel. People say, "Are you doing wrong?" No. Okay. People, when it was against him, they lied. Ah, he did that. But he didn't. He just talked about the Lord. Paul unposted, difícil palavra, life, versus 10 to 12. Now, brother, now can read, see. Can we say the same thing about our lives, or as Paul did about his in these three verses? Let it be like Paul and obey the command to speak the things which we have seen and heard. We have that opportunity. We have every day heard about the Lord. Okay? Do you have here? We don't need to, as many we in Brazil, is, sorry to speak about Brazil, because we are there, we saw. Ah, you need a prophecy. Oh, you receive a prophecy. Oh, no, you don't need it. Always here. We need just this. We have everything here. We don't need prophecy. We don't need this, don't need that. We need just a Bible. You want to know very well, pray. Pray. Every day morning, you can sit in your chair, drink your coffee, reading, and pray. The Lord open your eyes. My eyes, everybody's eyes. Just pray. He can do everything. Almost finished. Let's be like Paul and obey the command to speak the things which we have seen and heard. Last thing. What a joy it is to lead people to Christ. For me, it's the best. The best. When people say that, I accept. Oh, no. It's unbelievable. What a party on heaven. Imagine, brothers. Imagine. And I leave for brothers, open their Bibles, please, to read it. Isaiah 52, 7, please. You can read that. Isaiah 52, 7. How beautiful upon the mounts are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that published salvation, that said unto Zion, thy God reigneth. It's a beautiful. Beautiful. We have opportunity, have your feet to his business. Oh, Lord, thank you. The last one, I'll finish. 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, please. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Okay. It's complete. If you do what he wants, we don't need to worry about anything. Anything. So, one more time, I say thank you, Pastor. Thank you for church. Thank you for the opportunity. I have to talk a little bit in my Portuguese, English, Robert translate for me. And we see you all, you know? See you all, brothers, sisters. Maybe if I return another time here, if the Lord don't come yet. But if we return, we'll be all together there. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Thank you, Manuel. You did well in English. And I'm sure that it was very difficult. Rather than speaking Portuguese, you probably could have spoke a lot longer in Portuguese, but we wouldn't have any clue what you were saying. So thank you. And I like his emphasis on God says go. So we go. And that's exactly what they have done and what they continue to do down there in Brazil as well. So nice to hear from you folks this morning. You'll have to get a hold of Vitoriana and chat with her a little bit to find out what is going on with her in her life. It's too bad that Eva and Joa, we won't get to see them. We will see Stephanie and Christoph and Anna later this month. But please, when you go back to BC, give our regards, love, and prayers to Joa and to Eva. I like the picture we have up there on the missionary bulletin board of the family together, and Joa standing there with his arms wrapped around everybody. It's quite a big boy. There may be some questions that you would have for Manuel and Ellen about the kids. We haven't seen them, obviously, for the same length of time. So tonight, evening service, 6 o'clock, we'll have opportunity for question and answers and hear a little bit from them. If you want to take some time this afternoon and think up some questions that you want to ask them, things you'd like to know, then this will be our opportunity tonight to fellowship with them and to hear a little bit more from them as well.